welcome back to the Nutramedical Report. And every Wednesday, hour three, we have Professor James McCanny. He's actually going to be on part four mainly, but in every part of the six-part series, Countdown to Apocalypse series on National Geographic History Channel 2. And the History Channel 2 is doing a major special this Friday evening. Especially the last 15 minutes, they'll be doing a major input onto the issue of Planet X and the effects of that. Professor McCanny, I've been watching this series. It's very well done. It deals with some real issues, such as the attempts by scientists like Dr. Michio Kaku, who actually has talked to the government and warned them, with his 40,000 scientists that have told the government that they have to harden the grid against coronal mass ejections, which are likely to be very significant in the next few years. We don't really deal with the idea of space weather or near-Earth objects to an adequate extent, either nationally or internationally. And you're the primary scientist that actually has brought us, in a sense, the perspective of the plasma universe. Give us a kind of a foretaste of what you're going to talk about this coming Friday on History Channel 2 on this whole issue of the countdown to apocalypse. Not like it's going to happen on a specific date, but we need to be aware that space weather, near-Earth objects, and plasma discharges across space, long-distance gravitonic waves from a passing object, whether it's a dwarf star, red or brown dwarf, or a large planetary-like object, can have catastrophic effects on the Earth that we're not really prepared to deal with.
Yeah, the whole concept is action at a distance, in which a big object comes by Earth, gravitational waves get set up in the surface of the Earth, and causes basically the shifting of the crust and mantle of the Earth over the inner core, and that's causing a physical pole shift. In other words, what used to be the pole and the pole ice, etc., is now shifted, and that starts a evacuation of that water to ice turning into water, and also causes not only the flooding, but the mountain building, other effects that go with it.
Yeah, in other words, you're not just talking about a magnetic shift. For example, I read some reports that go back that Alaska, I think it's something like, was it 8 million years ago, was actually on the equator. And in other words, the areas where we think the poles are, for example, there's maps that the Portuguese mapmaker that made, his name is Américo Vespucci, that's what they call it. Some people say that's why they call it America, but it wasn't true. Actually had maps that he had access to back at the time when he made the maps of North America that showed clearly the continent of Antarctica. Antarctica it was a continent that was inhabited by people as long as so many thousand years ago. So the fact is, where we think the continents exist and where these islands exist, like Baffin Island, where there were giant trees like the redwoods of California. I've talked to people from Woods Hole, Massachusetts, and from the Bedford Institute in Halifax that have been up to Baffin Island. They've pulled out the tusks of woolly mammoths 26 feet long and seen trees with circumferences that are 4 or 5 feet across that are 180 to 200 feet high. Petrified, some of these woolly mammoths with food frozen in their mouths like they were dropped into liquid nitrogen from a collapse of the upper thermosphere 200 degrees below zero. So the Earth is a violent place, and people aren't prepared for violent, catastrophic changes occurring in our time, are they?
No, not at all. Nothing like this. People cannot even imagine. We talk about, for example, a 10 on the Richter scale as an earthquake, and, so let's take it up to 25, something like that.
Right. And one of the things you're talking about is the disjunction between the lithosphere, which is the crust of the Earth, anywhere between 8 and 40 miles, and it's very thin over places like the hot spots over the Hawaiian Islands, separating from the mantle and slipping. And it doesn't have to slip fast. It can slip at 1.3 or 1.4 miles per hour over a couple of months, and it's moved 1,200 or 1,400 miles. It doesn't mean a total full pole flip, like the Earth flip on its side, but it does mean, and there's geological evidence, that there's been a lithospheric slip that is part of the mountain building and the continent formation of parts of the planet. I mean, it's just part of geology, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And, the modern science as we see it today has a lot of, I call them, Band-Aid theories. the whole idea that, plate tectonic, that these mountains move slowly.
No, they move very catastrophically fast. In fact, where I got my source was actually U.S. Space Command that told me their favorite place for building underground cities is dormant magma domes of a mile and a half to 4 to 6 miles below ground, anywhere between 4 and 12 cubic miles in size. And where the hot spots move from the mantle of the Earth, and there's no longer service, so they become basically serviceable empty magma domes. So these are present for millions of years from the Earth's lithosphere, periodically through catastrophic slips of the lithosphere, like I call it the peach theory. If you take a Georgia peach and you heat it or steam it, the skin will slide right around on the body, and it looks like it's a full healthy peach, but the skin of the peach, which is like the crust of the Earth, will slide on the mantle or the body of the peach. And that happens all the time. It's a periodic thing that happens, that it stabilizes again. You've got new hot spots, new volcanoes that emerge, new volcanic mountain ranges under the oceans or the land occur. And that's one of the things that actually forms our planet. It's a primary force that actually makes our planet is periodically catastrophic lithospheric slip.
Exactly. I did a show last summer, possibly in June, and I went and paid a visit out to Utah, some of the big canyon areas up on the southwestern part of the Colorado Plateau. In Bryce Canyon is a place where, if you look at it, it just sank into the ground. So basically what happened is one of those magnum holes down there.
Yeah, giant magma dome, right?
There was just enough shaking going on where the whole area just dropped down up as much as 9,000 feet in some places. And so those there was a lot of shaking. That dome had existed for a long time. And you just see where this whole area just dropped down, and you see the stratified layers in the ground and these spires, et cetera, down in the canyon floor, and they match with what's up above at the walls of the canyon. So you just see that this whole area dropped down, and then you read the explanation on the government-provided billboards there, and it said, this over millions of years moved, and
how about millions of
seconds?
How about millions of seconds over 2 months? See, what I suspect will happen is that whatever this is, and I'm not setting a date, that whatever gravitonic effects happen to cause a lithospheric slip, it's probably due to happen now because we're passing through the galactic plane, which happens every 62 million years. We are now at the 26,000-year cycle, which every half of that, 13,000 years, we had a catastrophic lithospheric slip. There's good evidence for it. There's also a magnetic slip that happens that they found with the zebra stripes on the bottom of the ocean with magnetometers. They discovered after World War II when they're looking for U-boats, they realized, like, oh my gosh, look at all these magnetic changes that occur, not every 700,000 years, but the magnetic changes occur relatively frequently.
Yeah, and they're not, there are some that might follow a pattern, but then there's some that don't exactly follow a pattern. So the question is how often do these things occur? And one thing I've stated is that the recurring planetary passages are not on some kind of a time scale. Let's just take an example. Say that there was this object that came in every 10,000 years like clockwork, a great big comet, great big nucleus. Earth would be in a different place each passage. So there's no guarantee that it's always going to come right next to Earth.
Yeah, in other words, it would actually pull the Earth into a different orbit around the Sun as well. It would have an effect on that too, right?
If it came close, but there's no guarantee that it's even going to come close.
Yeah, so these other times. So in other words, these other events you're talking about that are happening every so many, say, 10 or 11 or 13,000 years are separate from the idea of the passage of a dwarf star or a planet X.
Well, yeah, there are many of them. That's the issue.
Ah. In other words, we're not just dealing with one large object. We're dealing with a whole range of objects that could affect us.
Right.
Wow. Let's get into this when we come back. With Professor James McKenney, jmccsci.com is the website.
What if Americans could have A, better health, B, a lower incidence of cancer, and C, a lower occurrence of fibrocystic disease of the breast, all from simply consuming more iodine? Nutridyne Iodine from Dr. Bill Deagle's NutriMedical.com is the answer. The toxicity of modern life is adversely impacting iodine levels. For example, Americans who are more exposed to fluoride than other populations have a desperate need for more iodine. Edgar Cayce's diatomic iodine, known as Nutridyne from NutriMedical.com, is a universal pathogen killer that helps regenerate cellular energy. If you suffer from low thyroid, chronic fatigue, mitochondria function, or to just feel better, then take a few drops of Nutridyne every day. Order Nutridyne at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or go to NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back, and Professor McKinney, so give us some insights as to the Planet X issue. It's not just one planet. You mentioned a number of objects. What we know is that red dwarf stars, for example, have very powerful magnetic fields, sometimes as much as 20, 30, 100 times stronger than even the Sun, even though they're a tiny fraction of the mass of the Sun. We have brown dwarf stars, we have planetary-sized objects, and we have large comets. I know Velikovsky's theory, which I think you ascribe to, that was a good friend of Einstein, and I believe Einstein believed this as well, is that Venus was in fact a captured, in effect, supercomet that actually has a reverse, if you want to call it a reverse spin to all the other planets, and indicates it's a much younger planet than any of the other planets because of its origins. Can you talk about this cool Planet X theory and why it's not just the Mayans and Hopi and et cetera. People in general know that something cataclysmic is about to happen, whether it's a CME or the passage of a nearest object. There are things that are going to happen in the next number of years that are going to be extinction-level events, and civilization, the global elite, are preparing for it by building underground cities, and the public are being kept in the dark or being subjugated to dialectics to get total control of the population through RFID chips and manufactured crises so that the population will not interfere with the survival of the bifurcated civilization where the technically advanced super elite survive, and there's a continuity of government and civilization through this mechanism.
Yeah, exactly. And the Venus event is what I call the Venus event. Venus was a large comet captured by Jupiter. It eventually became the planet Venus. This is Quetzalcoatl of the Mayas, who's ruled the night sky. The Quetzalcoatl, the plumed serpent god of the night sky, whose heart became the planet Venus. And this was a Planet X type event. So what I keep telling people is that there is not just one Planet X out there. There are many, many.
Yeah, these are rogue planets, and in fact, a number of rogue planets being discovered by advanced research to discover various planet-sized objects that are maybe Earth-like or non-Earth-like is discovering a lot of rogue planets and a lot of rogue comets that are very large, especially not only in the Oort cloud, but in the interstellar space, that just like rogue stars, there's already stars that drift around the galaxy as well.
Yeah, exactly. And NASA has announced 40 new planets, and the whole reason Pluto had to be minimized as a planet is because they already had 40, and this was many years ago when Pluto was reduced from a planet to a Pluto-type minor planet, they call it.
You're talking about 40 large objects in just the Oort cloud, let alone in deeper space.
Well, now, the Oort cloud is way out. I don't even believe in the Oort cloud, but it's a hypothetical area where comets supposedly form because they don't have any other explanation. But the Oort cloud is something that cannot possibly be detected. But the point is that these 40 objects are just in the area beyond Pluto, 2-3 Pluto distances from the sun, and there's 40 new planets out there. So if they said we got 40 new planets, everybody on Earth would say, well, wait a minute, I thought there were 9. Now there's 49?
Yeah, right. And some of these are fairly large, or they're gas giants or whatever. They're not little tiny planets either. They're pretty big as well. Isn't there one called, there's Sedna, and there's one that I think that they're referring to as a gas giant out there as well.
Yeah, and so the question is, could these come in, some of them, be on orbits that could come into the solar system and cause damage? And, of course, everybody on the planet would bring up the question. So instead of having that happen, they denounced Pluto for being a planet, so they didn't have to announce that all of a sudden we got 40 new planets. It was damage control.
Well, the Voyager space probe, and I found this out from my classified sources, was because they were concerned about this very same issue, and they were trying to find out if the perturbations that were looked at by Tycho Brahe going over a century ago, the astronomer, was due to the perturbations of Neptune were actually caused by these large massive objects in deep space. So the fact is they've discovered it. And in fact, it came out in the early 80s that NASA has discovered, quote, a Planet X, which really isn't necessarily a planet. It could be a comet. It can be a small red or brown dwarf star. And they know these objects are actually quite a bit more frequent than they're present. So one of the first things they told me at Space Command in Colorado Springs, Schriever Air Force Base, is that there's tons of these out there. And then they can't track them all. There's so many, they have supercomputers trying to keep track of them. Some of them are zipping along at such high velocities, they have to move satellites out of the way so they don't get impacted near space. Or they get completely blindsided by them because they whip by at 60,000 miles above the Earth at, 35 to 50,000 miles an hour, and they don't even know they're on their way until they start to show up. They burn up with the sun or other things show an interaction that they can identify them.
Yeah, there's a lot of matter, let's put it that way, floating around out there and whipping by Earth. So it's a dangerous place. It's not a nice environment out in outer space. We've had a good run here of many thousands of years, But that could end any day. And it's interesting, on this History Channel special, we're talking about will air Friday night. They have me repeating over and over that these things can come in very fast, meaning that we're not going to have a warning.
No. No, in fact, if there is a warning, the warning will be a half an hour or so for the global elite to get to their underground shelters, and the rest of the population will be left to survive the cataclysm. And of course, if you look at the phases, the first phase is you have a massive impact wave. If it hits the ocean, you're going to have two effects. You're going to release magma from the deep ocean, and you're going to have a tsunami, and you're going to have a compression wave that causes a firestorm. If it hits land, it immediately causes a firestorm and a massive debris cloud, which will block out the sun, so all the crops will die, and a lot of people nearby will be suffocated by dust. Of course, the problem then is you get the effect like a nuclear winter. You immediately plunge the earth into darkness, so the temperatures drop like a rock, and everything freezes. So I don't think people are prepared for this. They don't think that this could happen. We have a couple of objects you're watching closely. One is this comet that's going to pass by, 25 kilometers in size at least, or larger, pass by the Earth in January, and then further out, the tail is going to go through Mars around October 4th, I think you said, around that date in that window. But that's just one that we've identified that everybody knows about. There's also 2012 DA14 that's going to pass on my birthday, February 15th. It's 197 kilometers across, which is pretty dang big. That's about 750 feet, big enough to take out, say, Luxembourg, if it struck the Earth. And they stopped releasing the data in May because they kept recalculating it and calibrating it closer and closer to the Earth. So the last data in May indicated it went from 100,000 kilometers above the Earth to less than 5,000. That's not good that they blocked the data, and they now called it classified. So all near-Earth object data is now classified, so the public and or Tier 2 scientists can't get access.
I found out something interesting this week. There is some very interesting, I would say it's damage control being done by NASA about the comet C-2012-S1.
Yes, that's a big one. What's going on there?
Well, it's interesting because I don't get to see everything on the Internet. But what happens is, so one of the people that listens to my regular show was saying that the... I'm kind of a noisy area moving out of here. But,
keep that thought, and we'll be right back, and we'll complete that thought. We want to hear the whole story with Professor James McCanny in just a moment.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait.
There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to libertystickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. Libertystickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Being an armed citizen means having a gun with you all the time. Carrying a firearm every day requires a holster that is both concealable and comfortable. Whether you choose our Super Tuck Deluxe or Mini Tuck, you'll have the confidence that comes from being discreetly and comfortably armed, prepared to face unforeseen dangers. Crossbreed holsters are handmade in the USA, come with a lifetime warranty, and a 2-week try-it-free guarantee. Order your holster today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Welcome back, and Professor McKinney, let's continue your thought just before the break. This is important that people grasp that although these things are remote, they're not unlikely. It's very likely that in the next 2 years we're going to have a major coronal mass ejection that's going to knock out the power grid somewhere in the northern hemisphere. It's very likely that we're going to have changes of Earth's volcanism, which is primarily melting the permafrost and the areas of the polar ice cap in the North Pole, although the South Pole is increasing very dramatically its polar ice. In the Ross Ice Field and so on, there's major earth changes occurring to the under-oceanic currents, such as the loss of the loop current from the Gulf of Mexico from the Macondo drilling, and everywhere we're seeing sinkholes. So the Earth is starting to go through what I call planetary convulsions, and the population is not being prepared by government. The government are basically trying to song and dance like the Pied Piper with Obama and all the globalists, while they prepare underground cities and basically tell the public, well, we're going to give you tier two science, we'll give you little fairy tales, and we'll try to marginalize the people that ask questions about, you know, Planet X or 2012 and beyond. And I think that a lot of the time they want to spin 2012 as a big joke. Don't ever listen to those conspiracy theorists that believe that 2012 or thereafter could cause a cataclysmic effect of the planet. And so people will go back to sleep and stop preparing. It's really very, very disturbing.
Exactly. I just before the break, I was starting to talk about some damage control that's going on at NASA.
Yeah, tell us about that, because this about this comet 2012 S1, right?
Yeah. And this came from a listener. Currently, there's a website, and the NASA has some I would call them disinformation agents.
Who monitor
this, yeah. And it's about C-2012-S1.
Right.
Many years ago, about 2005, there was a website started, and it's very interesting. It was a website that claimed to be proponents of the electric universe, and of course that's a term I coined in the late 1970s in a paper that I wrote.
Right, so you're the originator of the original theory about the electric universe and the plasma universe.
Yeah.
You're the guy.
Yeah.
We know that.
And so, anyway, what happened is these people, there's one guy that claims to be a plasma physicist, PhD, and he's got no degree at all.
Right.
And anyway, the point is that this website was started in 2005,
right.
And every day they get a picture from NASA, and they're supposed to be fighting with NASA and for rights, you know, about the electric universe and stuff. But anyway, what they were set up to do is to create a crazy, just like Crazy Lady Talks to Alien Planet X topic.
Right.
They were set up to be the people that astronomers can point to when they talk about electric universe. And so, of course, but the listener that listens to my show regularly put my name up there on the blog, they immediately pulled it down. So it's a little dog and pony show that they've set up between the imitation, the imposters, and the NASA scientists.
Right.
And they have this continual dialogue that doesn't make any sense, and the NASA scientists can laugh at this, and, you know, but they won't allow my name to be mentioned. Which
well,
is
it's
like
because you'd raise scientifically based questions, you'd ask accurate information that would require a scientific response and an academic response, and they don't want to do that. They also don't want to disclose information they're hiding from you and other Tier 2 scientists, because even well-informed public, if you ask the right questions, you realize our governments are lying to us. They're preparing themselves, just like the movie 2012, even though it wasn't the right scenario. They're preparing themselves for cataclysmic events, but they don't want to tell the public at all. They're basically, it's not just in America. It's in Norway, where there's at least two cities are 11.4 cubic miles in size. It's cities all over China, Russia. They have two giant cities under they call it the Evil Mountain in Russia, where each one of those cities can house 250,000 people. It's everywhere, and the problem is people think we're just making this up. I've actually physically been in the underground cities. I know they exist. I've been there.
Yeah, what I think is comical about this whole dog and pony show is that they are downplaying C-2012-S1.
Right.
And all of the websites that once were jumping up and down about Comet Elenin are all quiet as a church mouse now. You would think they would be all over this comet, and they're not. And so the point is that they do not want to talk about this comet. They don't want it in the public eye at all.
Do they connect it with the Hopi issue about the blue kachina? Because I would think that the plasma effects in your research on would fit perfectly with the Hopi prophecy about the blue kachina. Any connection there?
None that I have, other than we're still trying to sort that out, what the blue kachina, the red kachina, etc. But it's NASA is very much doing damage control about this comet.
Right, and which means it's like anything, if they're hiding something, then you know there's something to be hidden.
Yeah, exactly. they're doing a lot of damage control on this comet. So that was the point of bringing this up.
Right.
And like I say, they won't mention my name. And the listener actually posted my name and a link to my webpage, and they immediately took it down. And so,
right, now,
you
if they disclose all the data to you and to other Tier 2 scientists who are advanced, then you'd simply interpret it and say, hey, this is what's really going on, and it doesn't affect national security. It does affect planetary security. And the problem is we need a consortium of scientists from all countries that have advanced space programs, including Russia, China, Argentina, Brazil, etc., so that we can deal with this issue rather than trying to pretend it doesn't exist, because the population are being left hanging out here with the plan by the globalists to actually sequester as little as 20 million people in America, and the total population they want to save underground is 500,000. Half a billion. And that's a fact. I mean, I know this from talking to Dr. Isley, the PhD physicist from the World Constitution Parliament Association. He actually gave me the Federation of Earth documents with 157 nations at that time back in the late 90s, 97. He spent an entire evening with me explaining how they're going to geoengineer the planet and put upper space nanoparticles that are basically paramagnetic barium, thorium, and aluminum, so they can create a plasma sphere to stop coronal mass ejections. It wasn't to change the albedo of the Earth, and to act as a radiomagnetic mirror for imaging through the Earth all the resources and also to use it as a scalar weapon for plasma interferometry. So the fact is globalists are doing things without any consent of the people. They're not informing us about anything, and they're keeping Tier 1 science away from Tier 2 scientists and the public, and I consider it a form of science crime against the population of Earth.
Oh, absolutely. The other thing that was interesting about the damage control on this C-2012-S1 is that the same guy who was the defender of NASA, so to speak, for all the comet Ellen and stuff that went on, he's the same guy now on this comet. And I didn't realize it, but the same observatory discovered both Ellen and this one. And I find that a little interesting, because with all of the telescopes around the world and amateurs, one would think that, gee, somebody else might discover one of these comets one of these days. But it just seems like a little too much coincidence going on here.
Yeah, the thing is also we're not getting data from the Chandra X-ray telescope, from the stereo telescopes in space, from SOHO. We're not getting anything from the one launched 3 years ago made in Germany, the telescope at 40,000 feet in a Boeing aircraft, the infrared telescope, because most of these objects require X-ray or infrared telescopy in order to identify them, or the Arecibo radio telescope in Argentina run by the Vatican. Nobody's releasing any data. It's like the mafia. Nobody knows nothing.
Yeah, that's about it. It's really...
Nobody knows nothing. It's like you got in New Jersey, only these are astronomers and physicists. And to me, this is a grave crime. Now, one of the scientists came out in the... In Brazil, a senior scientist for their satellite, for their telescope systems, one of the senior astronomers came out and said he's identified, quote, this planet as an extra object and has apparently data indicating that it is coming in, is approaching from the ecliptic at a very highly angle, and it can be seen from Antarctica and from their southern Brazilian telescopes. So have you heard anything about that?
No. No, I have not.
Yeah, it was I can't remember his name. It says unusual, like Arago or something like that. I have it posted up a few months ago. But he's come out and actually made a statement publicly. I'm sure they've tried to defrock him, but apparently he's one of their top astronomers. So he probably feels he's close enough to retirement and high enough in the chain of command that his conscience has superseded his desire to maintain his position of power.
There are very few people like that that'll risk their future.
Do you feel the aches and pains of your age? Do you often feel tired, and is your mind often clouded and forgetful? Well, it's time to stop the clock on aging with a proven system from NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical, the company that brings nutrition and medicine together, turns back the hands of time inside and out with Anti-AgeMax. Protect against age-robbing cellular damage with Nutritrala, and combine both Anti-AgeMax and Nutritrala with CollagenMax to regenerate healthy bones, ligaments, joints, and improve the collagen and elastin to your skin's appearance. Yes, you can look and feel youthful again when you give your body what it needs. Anti-Age Max. Order online at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871 for Dr. Bill Deagle's proven Anti-Age Max system. That's 888-212-8871 or go to NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95 and makes a great Christmas gift. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter, sitting passively by. And accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back, and Professor McCanny, tell us about your video coming up this Friday, and your books and videos. You have a number of amazing books and videos that are available at your website, jmccisci.com, jmccisci.com. Tell us all about it, and summarize what you're saying now in terms of where we're at and what kinds of questions we need to ask, because I know the government agencies are listening. I know they need to start kind of getting real, and stop trying to sell out. Like, I know congressmen and senators who've been told they have underground places in this underground city, which is why they're shutting up and not hardening the grid. Just like Senator from Alaska, the Rhino Senator, decided, Lisa Murkowski, to block the hardening of the grid 3.5 years ago when the Obama administration first addressed this issue. We have Michio Kaku, we have yourself, we have many other scientists coming out and saying, we need to harden the grid. We've had some major CMEs. Nothing is happening. This is pure insanity. The cost would be $200 million to harden the grid just in the United States, and the cost, according to the General Accounting Office, is between $3 and $5 trillion if the power grid goes down in as little as 3 months in America.
Oh yeah, that would be catastrophic. But the you were mentioning, I should mention where my books are available.
Yes.
JMCCSCI.com is the website. This Friday evening, History Channel 2, I'll be on featured on there talking about Planet X issues. And given that, I was a member of a team, so to speak, of people being interviewed, I did 3.5 hours of interview in about 15 minutes possibly total for all six shows. Was actually getting aired, so there was a lot of editing done. But it's a good way for people to then start accessing my information and get the view of the broader picture.
Yeah, they need to get your books, though. They need to listen to your radio show, and of course, every Wednesday now, you'll be on the Nutramedical Report Clay and Iron Show, because we're going to not cut any slack here. We're going to ask tough questions, and we're demanding. In fact, I think we need to file a Freedom of Information lawsuit against the government because they refuse to release this information. I just recently heard from Stan Dale that he's got an alternative source for information to do predictive issues on earthquakes because they cut it off 3 years ago. It's an example of what I call a crime against the public to cut off access to information that allows rational and intelligent people to make good decisions and push the science forward for the public. Because to me, democratization of access to information and ability to rationally analyze it is the most basic part of our freedom. Cutting off information is a form of a violation of our civil rights.
Absolutely. And what I always point out is 99.9% of all scientists are employed by the government. And so, you know, the option of running a McDonald's hamburger stand or shutting up and keeping your tenure and retirement, well, you know, that's a kind of a, what would you say, an easy choice or not too...
Yeah.
Not too many options there for the guy that's got a PhD.
Yeah, it's like the Sicilian Mafia option. You can either shut up or you'll sleep with the fishes.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what's going on. But I don't deal with that. I've never dealt with it. And that's why I do my own research. And anyway.
Well, you're so visible now, too, that they just don't want to even have you on their website blogs because they know if you raise good questions, they can't kind of eliminate you now. It's just the same as myself. We're so public that we know that there's a number of people even inside the Special Forces and Delta and other agencies that won't go over that little red line, that the globalists are terrified that they can't neutralize people like you and me. Because they know that there are people inside their own agencies that are not going to go along with this program if they hear the whole truth.
You know, I think they also learn a lot from us.
Right.
And I know that's true. And,
sure they do. They don't have the whole perspective of the forest and the trees. They don't see the consequences. They might be told as a congressman, you've just had a meeting with your NSA agent. If you shut up and don't do anything about hardening the grid, you and your family will have a place in the underground city. We'll bring you to Mount Weather or wherever it is, and you'll be safe, and we'll sequester them through the catastrophe. Don't worry, you got a place. And they may find out, sorry, no place for you today.
Yeah, they're going to go knock on the door, and the door's going to be locked.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, it's... Anyway.
And by the way, I've also heard in my sources that the reason why they've been sequestering this DNA in Central Australia for all the Western nations for the last 40 plus years is because they've already picked to abduct people that will actually be taken in underground cities as seed stock for a new civilization. People say that's not possible. I said, of course it is. That's why they're sequestering this DNA, and they've kept it for decades. They've even people suing to actually get it removed from the database because when they've already ruled out phenylketonuria and other genetic diseases from urine and other testing of the heel prick of newborns, they know damn well why they're keeping the data so they can do genetic analysis. And I visited Affymetrix in Chicago and Building 10 at the Oak Ridge National Labs, and they have a DNA biochip. They can analyze your DNA from any other individual on Earth in less than 42 cents back in 1999 when I visited there, and do an analysis in less than 5 minutes with a laptop and this DNA biochip, so it's DNA endonucleases. So people say, Dr. Deagle, you can't give us technical details. I say, you're talking to the wrong dude. I'll give you exquisite detail of exactly how they do it.
We're heading into uncharted waters here. So Dr. Bill, thank you. And I'm in a situation where I got to...
That's good. Well, we're going to continue with a little dialogue here for a minute. I'm going to ask some questions from Santi, our guest here in the studio, and see what he thinks about all of this. And also out there in the public, if you have questions, call in quickly. We have a few minutes before airtime. We have maybe one... caller can call in 800-259-5791. Thank you, Dr. Professor James McCassie, and it's really important people ask the right questions. I tell people you don't have to believe anything we say, but ask better questions. Santi, your questions about what you see happening on the show today.
Well, as always, I'm always learn something new, and I've been a prepper for about 6 years, so...
Yeah, you're a prepper's prepper. I like that. My favorite show on television is Doomsday Preppers, but sometimes these people are over the top. They latch onto one thing, you know, like the avian flu or some issue, and they don't realize there's a whole range of things that can happen, and they have to have layers. You know, does the power go out for 4 hours? Do the bank shut down for 5 days? Do you get a CME that knocks out the power in just one region of the United States? There's layers, and you need to be prepared for all those layers, but people kind of go off on a tangent, or they actually become their own worst enemy. They actually can create a situation where they can hurt themselves, as I saw in the latest Doomsday Prepper show. It was scary and humorous at the same time. They did raise some good issues, but there are people that, to be honest with you, they need proper prepper consultations before they start going off on their own to do things.
Yeah, and everything's a little bit different, you know. Some people think it's going to be an avian flu. Some people it's going to be the sun or the Planet X or something.
I can give you my percentages. That's if right. I was going to rate them. I'd say the chances of a swine avian flu pandemic in the next 5 years are about 80%. I'd say the chances of a CMA striking somewhere in the northern hemisphere in the next 2 years are virtually 90%. I'd say a bank holiday is likely, but it'd be very short, 4 or 5 days. And although they'll tell you it's going to be catastrophic, it's to bring in policies to cut off benefits or entitlements and to raise taxes. Hmm. Because both sides, Party A and Party B of the snake party, called the Republic crap and the Democrat, but either way, you're going to get crap, party. And the same with the globalists. They're going to continue lying to us, manipulating us to the latest actors in the Actors Guild called presidents and congressmen and senators. They won't do the right thing. They're going to do the thing that the powers that be want to run them. I'd say that it's very likely we're going to be facing limited nuclear war sometime in the next 10 years in the Middle East. That nuclear war will eventually be cut short by catastrophic global and solar and galactic events, which will cut those days short, as it says in the Bible. Because it was left up to mankind, mankind would end mankind, and only the global elite and underground cities would survive. I think they want to manage the chaos because they want to go through a ceremony that they've started called Pahanuk, the ancient ceremony of the phoenix, which is started in Sumer and before in Atlantis and Mu, where they want to destroy civilization, but they want to be the masters of destruction so they can control what comes after. They maintain the knowledge, which is kept in the ancient labyrinth in Egypt. They want to maintain the seed stock of the population, and they want to control the global elite as to who gets what and what scientists and high priests in the new culture and the new civilization rise.
Mm.
So if people are aware of these things and ask better questions, they realize you may listen to Coast to Coast, you may listen to many other shows, you're never going to hear anything as straight up as on this program, the Neutral Medical Report Clay and Iron Show.
I agree with that. That is true. It's the only one that's got answers instead of just problems.
Yeah, we're not just going to put you into confusion. We want you to ask better questions. Just do your own research and start prepping, even if it's only getting 3 weeks of water and food, even if it's only taking a concealed carry permit, learning how to defend yourself. You got to start with basic things so that at the very least level, you're ready to deal with 2 weeks of power and no food or groceries and you can't go outside your house. Back tomorrow with Dr. Mike Kaufman, amazing update. You don't want to miss it. And Tim Alexander, our geopolitical historical analyst, what's going on, and nuclear expert Chris.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Oh, my aching back. I've got to get some relief for my arthritis.
When arthritis pain rears its ugly head, rub on Smooth Gator, the 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gator provides topical relief from head to toe and everywhere in between to stop pain fast. Smooth Gator is made with all natural oils, including wintergreen, aloe vera, and eucalyptus in a safe, non-greasy formula. Rub Smooth Gator on your neck, back, legs, knees, hands, any muscle or joint where pain from arthritis, sprain, strains, or backache needs fast 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gator can also be used for allergies, sinuses, fibromyalgia, and rheumatoid arthritis. In the time it took to listen to this message, you could have had relief with Smooth Gator, the 60-second pain relief. Go to smoothgator.com or phone 727-278-3137. Call 727-278-3137 or click smoothgator.com, the 60-second pain relief.